Only an hour ago, Tully had warned me not to attempt to play politics, just to tell the truth. But some combination of stubbornness and calculation told me not to give Lodegear what he wanted. I thought of how the scene in Masht had ended, with the onslaught of the Veilers. How they had observed what was going on and construed it as an emergence. I didn't have their training, but I knew an emergence when I saw one. "I did it on my own," I said. "I accept the consequences of my decision. I expected that one such consequence might be Anathem. In that expectation, I found my way to Orathena. There, I thought I might live in a Mathic style, even though thrown back. That I was returned to Tredegar and allowed to celebrate Imbrace is a surprise, and is an honor." The Convox was as silent as it was invisible. It was just me and Lodegear, floating in space on our scrap of plane. Frau Lodegear had given up on getting Jad and moved on to secondary targets.
"I really don't understand how you think. You say that your objective was to live in the Mathic style. You were doing that already, weren't you?"
He turned to face the crowd in the nave.
"Perhaps he just wanted to do it someplace a bit warmer."
The jest earned laughter from some, but I could also hear an indignant strain out there beyond the lights.
"Frau Lodegear wastes the time of the Convox," a man called out. "The topic of this plenary is the visitation." "My Lochter has asked me to address him by what he claims is the correct title of Frau," Lodegear said in return. "And as he seems to take such matters so seriously, I am merely attempting to get the facts straight."
"Well, I'm glad I was able to assist you," I said. "What would you like to know about the visitation?"
"Since we've all watched the spiele that was recorded by your ETA collaborator, I should think that what would be most productive would be for you to relate those parts of your experience that did not make it into the spiele. What went on during those rare moments when you were able to tear yourself away from your Eta friend?"
He was giving me so much to object to that I was forced to make a choice. I had to let the Eta baiting go for now. The best I could do was give the Eta a name. "Saman arrived and began to record images a few minutes after the probe landed," I began. "For several minutes, I saw what he saw."
"Not so fast. You're starting in the middle of the story,"
Frau Lodegear complained in an indulgent, fatherly style.
"Very well," I said. "How far back do you think it would be useful for me to go?"
"As much as I'm fascinated by the arts and folkways of the cult of Orathena," Frau Lodegear said, "we ought to confine ourselves to the visitation proper. Pray, begin at the first moment when it penetrated your awareness that something extraordinary was happening."
"It looked like a meteorite, which is unusual, but not extraordinary," I said. "It didn't burn out instantly, so I thought it must be a big one. At first, it was difficult to make sense of its trajectory until I figured out that it was headed toward us. I can't tell you at what point I drew the conclusion that it was not a naturally occurring object. We began to run down the mountain. While we were en route, the probe's parachute deployed."
"Now, when you say we, what size of group are you speaking of?"
Rather than wait for Frau Lodegear to drag this out of me, I volunteered. "Two, Orlo and I."
"Sant Orlo, yes, we know about him,"
Frau Lodegear said.
"He's all over the spiele, but we haven't known until now how he arrived at the scene. He was the first to reach the bottom of the hole, was he not?"
"If by hole you mean the excavated Temple of Orathena, yes," I said.
"But that's at the foot of the volcano,"
he exclaimed, in a tone of voice that somehow managed to accuse me of being such a simpleton that I did not know this. "I'm aware of it," I said.
"But now we learn that you and Orlo were running down from the top of the volcano while the probe was parachuting into the hole."
"Yes."
"What of the others? Were they so entranced by contemplation of the Hylian theoric world that they were unaware that an alien space probe was dropping into the middle of their camp?"
"They stayed up at the rim of the excavation while Orlo ran down to the bottom alone."
"Alone?"
"Well, I followed him."
"What on earth were you and Orlo doing on the top of the volcano after dark?"
Frau Lodegear managed somehow to ask this in a tone that elicited some titters from the audience.
We weren't on the top, as ought to be obvious if you think for a moment about what a volcano is.
This got a whole different kind of laugh. Even Frau Lodegear looked faintly amused.
But you were quite high up on its slopes.
A couple of thousand feet.
Above the cloud layer?
He asked, as if this were extremely significant. There were no clouds.
I ask you again, why?
What were you doing? Here I hesitated. I'd have liked nothing better than to help propagate Orlo's ideas, and I'd never have a better opportunity, what with the whole Convox listening to me. But I'd only gotten to see a fragment of his argument. I didn't fully get what I'd heard. I knew enough, though, to know that it might lead to talk of encanters,